love on a different level. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John chapter 15, verse 13. Jesus speaks these words because he wants to exemplify the magnitude of God's love towards us, so that when the day of his crucifixion actually came, the world would understand that there is no greater act of love. Dear Lord, help someone to understand that love is patient, love is kind, love is pure, thinks no evil, and only rejoices in good. More importantly, God, love never turns into anything but more love. So if someone says they used to love you, they're either lying now or they were lying then. And quite honestly, they might not even know what love is. Look at it this way. Love is an equation. Love plus love is either more love or love squared. Love times love is love multiplied. Love divided by love is love in its own division. Love minus love is love subtracted. There is positive love and love in brackets, but never negative love, because that's not love. For the fraction, it's easy. It's always love over hate, every time. For decimals, they will only take you to the point of love. So even when you do the math, you see for yourself that love never turns into anything but more love. And even though it's true that we are used to a love that stands up for us while we're in the world, Jesus is saying here that the greatest form of love is a love that will lay down its life for us. I guess he wanted us to know that we are worth dying for. I want to encourage you with a few spoken words I put together myself. To my sisters, I ask, do you know what love is? Have you found yourself stuck between him and God? Christ died for you on a cross, and dude is trying to kill you. Have you told yourself that God don't understand, but dude really feel you? He blocked all your male friends so no one can steal you, and he blocked all your girlfriends so no one can cheer you. I might have to enlighten you, yes, I might have to teach you, because by the time you get frightened, there's no one to reach you, and by the time you start to scream, there's no one to hear you, and by the time you start to run, there's no one that's near you. Lift up your head. Open your mouth so someone can hear you. Before lust entered your life, your skies, they were clear blue. Now your life is like a car because someone's trying to steer you. If you connected with this thought, then I guess it must be pure truth. I know people that have been there and they have been scared too, because if I was in your shoes, I'd want someone to care too. Yeah, it sounds like love, all right. More like love to hate, because love is great and love never puts you on a sidewalk and makes you scrape. So stop harboring lust and let love escape. Love comes to give, that's why they call it charity. Lust comes to take, that's why the man took your purity, turned around and beat you up and asked you to be his surety. Oh, he tough. But haven't you already lost enough? Lust mistaken for love will cost you plus. I think it's about time that you call his bluff. Maybe not. To drink, it's a costly cup, because he let you use his car and he bought you stuff. No possibility for liberty, because girl, you stuck. I don't know about you, but I know too well about the things that you've been through that you can't tell, and how he promised you heaven, but you've been through hell, and 911 is a number that you know too well, so you either use it or lose it like weight on a scale. It's up to you to open your eyes or wear this veil. Used to intercept the postman to stop your mail. Now he locked up the court to show up, he failed. Now he's sitting there asking you to give him bail. Guess the tables have turned and the head becomes tail. Got old bridges to burn and new ships to sail. Now he see, but don't want to be behind steel rails. Asking you to forgive him and read his mails. But all is forgiven. I hope you read him well. But while he's in prison, to you I yell. Let love be free. And let lust stay in jail.